and welcome to NSTA, the Bus Stop. This is the official podcast of the National School Transportation Association. I am Kurt Mackison, Executive Director of NSTA. I'm here today with Patrick Dean of Dean Transportation at Lansing, Michigan. And Patrick is the Vice President of Business Development over at Dean Transportation, as well as chairing our Strategic Business Plan Committee. So welcome to the Bus Stop, Patrick.
Hey, Kurt, thank you so much for the invitation and the opportunity to be on the podcast. I always enjoy our conversations and especially excited to talk about the strategic plan today.
Great. And yeah, we're looking forward to hearing more about it. But before we dive into the strat plan, why don't you give the folks a little idea about Dean Transportation?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you. Well, we're a family business based in Lansing, Michigan. I get the great fortune to work with my dad, Kelly Dean, and my brother, Christopher Dean, every day. Our history goes back to 1969 when a gentleman named Lyle Stevens founded a company focused on special education student transportation. Lyle was actually a longtime member and participant in NSTA throughout his career before my dad joined him in business. And obviously now we've grown our organization here throughout Michigan, focused on relationships and focused on taking care of our public schools. So we service school districts as far north, that's kind of the Mackinac Bridge, if you're familiar with Michigan at all the way down to the state line. So we're proud to be a family business based in Michigan and really just taking care of our customers with great quality and customer service and developing long-term relationships.
Yeah, and guys do such a tremendous job in, you know, a lot of different aspects of what we're doing at NSTA. So I think it'd be great, Patrick, if you could just talk about the affiliation between Dean Transportation and NSTA.
Absolutely. Well, thank you. Well, NSTA has been part of our company for quite a number of years and actually part of our lives kind of personally. It's always been a fun, enjoying half business, half vacation event when we travel to NSTA meetings. I think I went to my first meeting back in Toronto. I think it might have been 1995 as a young kid with my dad and got a chance to really see what the yellow school bus industry is all about. So for all those years, Dean Transportation has been proud to be a member of NSTA and support the yellow school bus industry, encouraging more folks to ride on the yellow school bus, obviously in emphasizing the great work that contractors do across the country as an alternative to district operated operations. So we've been proud to be NSTA members. In recent years, over the last probably 10 years, we've served in various roles. My dad is currently the co-chair with myself of the Business Development Committee, which we're focused on educating school districts and stakeholders about the services contractors provide. And then also doing some market share research and report that's valuable for NSTA's mission and government relations and advocacy efforts throughout our industry. And over the last year, I've been fortunate to help support some of the strategic planning. So NSTA has been a great part of our organization here. It's been a great value for our organization when we think about the time we've spent getting to know other member companies throughout the country, discussing the future of the industry, some of the challenges we all face as private operators, and just obviously coming together as an industry. So can't speak more highly of the work that NSTA is doing. And Kurt, that goes to you and your leadership and your team behind the scenes as you represent the yellow bus contracting world. So thank you.
No, I really appreciate it and have had such a good time and productive time, you know, working with Business Development Committee and with you and Kelly, and it's been great. And it's interesting, Patrick, we talk about, you know, 480,000 school buses. We talk about transporting nearly 26 million children. But the one thing you mentioned about the meeting in Toronto is, and what struck me as, you know, a bit of an outsider, you know, coming into this, is how tightly knit the community is, even though we're talking about really robust numbers. And I'm sure you feel that a lot too.
Oh, absolutely. You know, whether you're in California or you're, you know, in Florida or you're in Michigan or New York or wherever you are, many of the challenges we all face are very similar. There might be unique twists because of geography or state funding or different mechanisms. But at the end of the day, we are all focused on safe student transportation and getting our kids to school so that they're able to access public education or private education, whatever the case may be, because that's the foundation of our future. And I think we all agree that safe student transportation on a yellow school bus is meaningful to our economic development in our country, meaningful to public education, and ultimately has the greatest benefit of giving our kids a great education so that they can come into our workforce and make our world a better place. So it's really fun to be involved. It's, as you mentioned, a close-knit group. You get the chance to know folks. I think you get into the yellow school bus business, you're in it for life in a lot of cases. Really building a great advocacy for our industry and an excitement. It's been a great industry to be involved in. I enjoy every minute of it, even with the challenges of the last year with COVID and the many things we've had to overcome as an industry. We still see that the yellow bus is truly meaningful to public education, and we're proud of that.
Yeah, that's really well said, Patrick. One thing you referred to in your opening comments, and I'm going to have you expand on it a little bit, is your added role of being the chair of the Strategic Business Plan Committee that really started at the tail end of 2020, but has been really active throughout 2021. So why don't you tell the folks a little bit about, you know, your role as Strategic Business Plan Chair?
Well, thank you. I'm proud to serve as chair of the committee, but really all the accolades go to the entire committee because we've got an all-star group that has spent considerable time and energy putting together a strat plan that I think is one of the best in NSTA's history. And to be honest, one of the best I've seen from many different organizations. And so I want to recognize them. Barry Stock, who obviously is past chair of strategic planning committees, has a wealth of knowledge in our industry and strategic planning. Claire Miller, David Zikafoos, Liz Sanchez, and Pete Settle. This team has spent countless hours and time reviewing documents, reviewing information from our consulting firm, which I'll talk about in a minute. But it's really been a team effort to do a couple of things. One is to forecast kind of the future of the yellow school bus industry. COVID's changed a lot in our industry. A lot of things that are coming in the next couple of years, whether that's electrification, government regulation, different ways kids are getting to school. All these factors are going to influence how we operate school buses going forward. So phase one was really to look at what that feedback or what that insight was going to be from key stakeholders. And then phase two is to develop kind of member benefits that NSTA can help member companies with. So as contractors look to grow their businesses and sustain their businesses, how can NSTA provide a resource to help us all kind of navigate through that? And so we've been spending a lot of time as a team, almost on a weekly basis through email communication and biweekly meeting in person to develop a great process. We have hired an outside consulting firm, Burt Consulting, to help guide us through this process. And they've taken a number of steps to gauge both quantitative and qualitative feedback that we're building on to develop a great strategic plan, which will be revisited in a live document that'll guide us over the next 3 years.
Yeah, and so right about, you know, the amount of work that's, you know, been involved, but it's almost been a labor of love for a lot of us, you know, dealing with this because we're getting to really thoughtfully vet, you know, so many issues. Maybe you can give, and having just been through the NFL draft over the past weekend, maybe a little bit of behind the scenes that we see what's going into the strategic business plan process so far, that it's akin to, you know, those NFL war rooms where all the, you know, backroom discussions are taking place that then manifests itself in drafting a player. It's a somewhat similar process. A lot of activity going on that's not exactly, you know, front and center, but will eventually make its way towards an actual strategic plan.
No, I think that's a great analogy as we think about the time and energy and thought that's gone into this process. So, you know, our strat plan team really was formed in the fall of last year. We've spent considerable time developing documents, thoughtfully putting words on paper in terms of what they really mean. So meaning behind words in any strat plan, those are well thought out ideas. So we started in the fall, developed our process, engaged with the consulting firm, Burt Consulting, I mentioned, our facilitators, Jane Thurston. Jane's got a lot of expertise in this area with different methods of gauging feedback from key stakeholders. We continued to meet over the last, you know, month or two of 2020, moving into 2021, rolled out some ideas and plans in our midwinter meeting where we talked about the methods we would take. Our first method was to have cohort style interviews with key stakeholders. So we had great participation from our OEM partners as one group, our vendor partners as another group, and then groups of contractors to gauge feedback from the field on how NSTA is doing, what can we do to better the organization, and then obviously, as I mentioned, what the future of the Yellow School Bus is. And then we also did one-on-one interviews, which were very insightful from key stakeholders, CEOs of large, mid-sized, and small companies, past presidents, and other key stakeholders from vendors, where those one-on-one interviews really gave us some detail that has helped us, you know, pull together one-on-one interviews and cohort interviews. I'm pleased to share with all the listeners that we've announced and rolled out a NSTA member-wide survey. There's some questions. There's about 18, 19 questions on the survey. It was just distributed on May 3rd, and we're very proud of that. We've spent a lot of time pairing one-on-one cohort data with that survey. So we're encouraging everybody who receives that survey or is interested in responding as an NSTA member to send us back feedback. Survey will help us roll into a facilitation session, which we'll talk about, and prioritize key topic areas. So that's a long way to really tell you that there's been a lot of work done, and there's a very scientific method to the process we've put in place for strategic planning this year.
Yeah, and that was just such a great outline that you gave, you know, with respect to the, you know, discussions and deliberations and thoughtfulness that's gone, you know, into the strategic planning process so far. If folks were to tune in, and you know, we all know that we're hopefully on the tail end of the COVID-19 pandemic, maybe one of the questions they would ask is, why now? Why not wait till we get some operational experience under our belt, then attack the strategic plan? You know, why do it? And we started this process while, you know, many districts were still in the throes of the COVID-19 pandemic.
Yeah, no, it's a great question. I think the response is, you know, it's a perfect time. Why not now? Because the industry has evolved more in the last, you know, 16 months, 14 months than I think we've ever seen it. We had a change in presidential leadership and potentially new regulations in the future. You've got COVID that has obviously changed the method in some districts of how you transport kids. You've had discussion about alternative forms of transportation in the news. You've got electrification that has revolutionized student transportation and will continue. You've got so many things that are coming at our industry. It's important NSTA develops a strat plan that's not only indicative of the next couple of years, but it's flexible for the future. I think anybody that's done strategic planning knows that, for one, you don't want to just write the book and put it on a shelf. That does no good for any organization. This has to be a living, breathing document. And so the strat plan committee has spent a lot of time talking about how do we address today's challenges, but be flexible for changes in the future. So we may know about electrification now, and in 2 years, it may change. We may have discussions about seatbelts. We may have discussions about different elements of van transportation. There's a lot of elements that go into student transportation today that are going to have to be constantly evaluated and constantly assessed. And this strat plan has that mechanism. And so we're proud of that. So to answer your question, now is the time, with the understanding that it's got to be a document that we revisit often, we benchmark ourselves against, and we adjust our plan as the world changes around us.
Yeah. And thanks, you know, for that, you know, well expressed response to that. I guess moving into our, you know, next steps, you referred to the live facilitation. And then on the heels of that, what do folks have to look forward to as we wind our way down in this process?
Yeah. So we, you know, obviously we're now about 8 months into this process. Our final big step, one of our final big steps will be a live facilitation session, which will be conducted by the board of directors and other key stakeholders, committee members, on May 25th and 27th. That'll be done by Burt Consulting. We're doing it virtually due to our COVID precautions to make sure everybody has an opportunity to participate. in a safe way. They've got some really neat tools to utilize for facilitated sessions and breakout rooms to cover some of our key priority areas. And so we'll be completing that on May 25th and 27th. Having a break in between gives us a chance to assess day one feedback and roll into day two. So it's a very insightful, highly focused day, a couple days of a facilitated session. And then after that, we will work as a strat plan team along with our consultant to develop kind of the key priority areas and tactics, which we'll then work with each committee within NSTA to develop priority areas so that this plan can be implemented. And probably the most important piece is to invite everyone to attend the summer meeting in Milwaukee, which will be a great opportunity to meet in person in Milwaukee to talk about the findings that we've had through these facilitations and surveys and one-on-one interviews and roll out the big ideas for the future of NSTA and some of the initiatives that NSTA members will take on over the next 3 years. With again, that understanding that plans are always flexible as the world changes around us. So I encourage everybody to attend the summer meeting because it'll be a great opportunity to see the work that's gone into the strat plan from the board and also the strategic planning committee.
And you gave me the perfect segue, Patrick, to promote the annual meeting and convention. So that's July 25th through the 28th at the Pfister Hotel in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So that'll be the annual meeting and convention. We don't have a safety competition this year, unfortunately, but we will have a welcome reception on the night of the 25th. The information on registration was actually launched last week, but if you do need, you know, any registration information, you're always welcome to call the office at 703-684-3200. So Patrick, I think that most folks, or the vast majority of folks, are well aware of the strategic business plan initiative, the amount of notoriety it's been given within our circles. But, you know, on the odd chance, you know, somebody hasn't been able to participate, is there still opportunity for them to weigh in?
Absolutely. We want to make sure everybody has a voice in this process. So if you've been thinking about participating, or for some reason your schedule didn't allow to participate, if you're an NSTA member or stakeholder, a vendor partner, whomever, we would welcome your feedback in this process. And you can feel free to reach out to myself, Patrick Dean, at Dean Transportation, which my email is patrickd@deantrans.com. Any one of our committee members that I mentioned, or probably best is to reach out to the NSTA headquarters and share some feedback about what you think the future of NSTA should be, or if we should focus on certain things going forward. So please take this opportunity to participate in the process. We want all voices heard and we welcome your feedback. Probably, again, I mentioned the survey. The survey got launched this week. So if it's in your inbox, or check your spam folder or another inbox, please take a minute. Shouldn't take more than 10 to 15 minutes to thoughtfully go through those responses. And please know that all your answers will be evaluated and be part of our strat plan process. So again, please participate. We want everybody to be involved.
Great. Once again, our guest at NSTA, the bus stop, Patrick Dean, Vice President of Business Development at Dean Transportation. And he's also chair of the NSTA Strategic Business Plan Committee. Patrick, thanks so much for stopping by and chatting with us about the strategic plan. We enjoyed your visit.
Thanks, Kurt. Always enjoy the visit, and so proud to work on behalf of NSTA. And thank you for your leadership along with your team.